This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Once again, your song of the day from 1973, Bad Bad Leroy Brown by Jim Croce. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the starter. Heyman Jewelers, song of the day.
Oh, please do this.
Jim Croce, lost him too soon. Plane wreck, I believe.
It was a plane wreck.
Plane wreck. Wow. Jake, it's amazing you get a song from 73 you know every word to. That was incredible. He has a custom Continental.
And an Eldorado, too.
Meaner than a junkyard dog.
Oh, I have to wear his diamond rings. Oh, under everybody's nose. Bad, bad Leroy Brown. Jake, I'll just jump in right now.
Wish you would.
It's a 10.
All right.
It's a 10. That's remarkable music. It's Jim Croce. I mean, that's as good as it gets. Imagine that one. Imagine in 73, listen to him record that. Hey, Jim's going to record Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. You want to jump in the studio and listen to him? Yeah.
You just don't hear songs like
you
that
don't
anymore.
No. That was pure gold.
My computer's working.
We're over 50 years ago, right?
Was it? How about that, though? That song, you never hear a song like that anymore.
No, nothing like that. Like
I hate to say it.
Baddest man in the whole damn town, right?
Yeah, that was incredible. That was absolutely incredible. Steve?
10 from Bill.
10.
You can't go above a 10.
No.
Well, you get close to it, though. Jim Croce.
Okay, I never know what to do. Okay, there's two songs that he sings that are very similar. Bad Bad Leroy Brown and You Don't Mess Around With Jim.
Don't Mess Around With Jim.
Those are two different songs.
Yes.
I like You Don't Mess Around With Jim better. I've thought about this a lot over the years.
Is Jim the one that was in the military? Jim was, I think, and quit the military. I think that's what it was. I remember hearing the story, so I listened to a documentary on the song, and I believe
this is You Don't Mess Around With Jim.
Yeah.
He's a pool shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country hoss. I don't think there's anything in...
But I think this is a true story about a man that he knew that was in the military.
Oh.
That's where this song originated from, if I remember the documentary correctly.
These are both songs that tell a story, which makes them unique. Yeah. We're Bad Bad Leroy Brown, so let's stick on that one. Yeah, I like You Don't Mess Around With Jim better, so I'm not going to give this a 10. It's good. It doesn't freak me out good. I can go an 8.8.
That's a great score.
Yeah. Doesn't freak you out. Freak me out.
What do you think Rudy would score if he was over there?
Rudy, I think he'd like it. He'd be a 7.9.
Yeah.
Go 7.9 for Rudy.
I wonder what his comment would be, though.
Even though Rudy's right now in a batting cage somewhere.
He's doing baseball for a half hour more.
That's what he's doing.
He's in a batting cage right now.
I think he's hitting in a batting cage.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake, that was an interesting choice.
8.8 and a 10. Very high scores. Thank you.
Anything from the text line?
We got some scores. You want to hear them?
Yes, please.
Rick from Wahoo, 8. John in Lincoln, 8. Brett and Bertrand, 6.5. Bill and Bennett, 9.1. Vernon Dakin says, Jim Croce, 9.9.
Thank you.
Sandmaster in KC, 9.7. Robert in Oklahoma, 8.94. Eric and Hickman, usually low scores, 8 today.
Better times, Eric.
Now, Doug in Idaho gives it a 12. That's beyond the 10 scale.
Thank you. It's okay,
we'll take it, though.
We'll take it. Doug gives it a 12.
Next text, Houston, 3.4.
Houston.
It's low for Jim Croce there.
Yes,
Houston.
It's Jim Croce now.
Derek in a car, 9.25. Bird Mountain, 7.5. Brian H., not my jam, 5. Jane, Colorado, 8.4. Who club
Bird!
Is 7?
Pretty
high.
Thank you. Bird, that's ridiculous. Thank you.
Richie Rich, 10 all day long, brother. You put a brother in that one. All day long, brother.
Hey.
Say it again.
All day long, brother, 10.
That's so good.
Hey, we got some breaking news, by the way. Real breaking news?
We do have breaking news.
You know this?
One sec. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Jennifer, 8.9. Hubby, 7.4.
That's not the breaking news.
Jay Norfolk, 8.6.
This is by Jim Croce.
Big Hoss, 10. John in Des Moines.
Big Hoss.
John in Des Moines. Haven't heard from him for a while.
Thank you.
It's funny, but not a good song.
Oh.
2.
Oh.
Okay.
They stop.
It's funny.
It's funny. I don't know about that either.
John.
John.
Well. We're going to interrupt the mailbag for, yes, some significant
breaking news.
Actual breaking news in the world of Nebraska sports. So I
get ready for this, Bill.
I'll report.
Okay.
On Three is reporting that quarterback Dayton Raiola has decommitted from Nebraska. Of course, the younger brother of Dylan Raiola, Dayton Raiola, has decommitted from Nebraska in the 2026 recruiting class.
Has decided to reopen his recruitment just a few weeks before National Signing Day. Yeah, I can't say I'm 100% shocked, but kind of shocked. I regard that with some sadness. He's having a great year at Buford. Is there a chance he could still come to Nebraska?
There's always a chance. They said that. Always remember this. When people commit or decommit, they haven't signed anything when that happens early on. So all that matters is when you sign a letter of intent. And so that would be that. That's nothing has changed one bit as far as legality of where he's going. But it does paint a different picture, obviously. You're never excited when someone decommits like that or commits. And again, zero knowledge of this. Sometimes when you hear something decommitting, you don't know what it is. There could be several factors to what's going on. Have no idea what that is. But it's news.
Oh, God, yes.
You wonder where people's minds go on
what
that.
What will be the
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Conspiracy theory, Steve. What will be the?
They're going to tie it to Dylan. I mean, that's what
there's
going to
be an instant always, tie. Always to that. There's always going to be a tie there. Like, okay, something's going on there.
Yeah, something's going on there.
Or that, but that's just that's normal. That's the first thing I thought of too. Okay, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
may have absolutely nothing to do with it.
Right. Thank you for saying that.
And just also just do a reminder on this for the fans. He's not signed, so the coaching staff, Coach Rhule, cannot comment on this. So if on Thursday, it's like, hey, Raiola decommitted. Yeah. What's that mean to you? It's like, I can't comment on that. So he's not a – and someone the other day was – I think it was Loxley went on detail of one of his commits went to on a trip someplace, and he talked about it on the radio. And yeah, I think it got in all kinds of – yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
He now, according to this story, Dayton Raiola. He's 6'1", 225, by the way. He's a good-looking athlete. He's taller than 6'1", I can tell you that right now. He becomes one of the top uncommitted passers in the country. His numbers, like his – I mean, he's playing for one of the best teams, high school teams in the country, and they're in the playoffs, and they're doing very well. And he's having a good year.
I would imagine when it was, it's not one of those. This is, it's, I guarantee this is fact, is that it's not like, okay, I'm decommitting. I don't know. What do I do now? Let's put it out there. There's a plan.
Yeah.
There's a plan. Somebody else, he has something else that just
there's
feels
a plan.
I've been offered by this person. Because guess what? When you're, as soon as they, like, I remember Ed Ogeron would be like, especially on big time recruits, it's like, it'd be like, it'd be in the summer. All right, so and so committed. He goes, now the real recruiting starts. Now it's when it really gets real because it's ongoing. You're recruiting just as hard every day. So people, if they wanted Dayton Raiola on their team, they didn't stop recruiting him.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have picked up with
his injury.
Because
they're having a good year. Well,
no, with the injury to his brother.
Yeah.
There's a chance they may have said, well, hang on now. What's his situation there? Is he staying there? Because you can't say there's not conversation about people, about who's all going to be on the roster next year. Is he staying here? So what does that mean for you? And he might be like going, I'd love to talk to you.
Right.
But like I said, I have no inside information, but that's how it works in recruiting. People are getting talked to. If you he was getting texts from other teams daily.
Mm-hmm.
Daily.
Oh, again, I want to emphasize he's having a very good year on a very good team in a very good state. It's the best high school football in America.
Farley, chime in.
And he's having a good year.
Seen him ranked as the number 99 quarterback.
Yeah, that's, I don't.
158 player in Georgia.
He's one, like the story says, he'll be one of the top uncommitted quarterbacks in the class of 2026. Now, also, you wonder a little bit about, there's a bit of a log jam at Nebraska. You have a freshman right now that's starting. His brother's a sophomore. And then, of course, you have Trey Taylor in the class of 2027.
Yes.
He's really highly regarded and is having a huge year.
Absolutely.
In Chicago. So there is that to think about. I'm still a little surprised by it. I didn't.
Now, help me out here with the, because the quarterback, Tamala, right?
Jet Tamala. Millard
was
South.
Never really recruited, right?
No.
Because they had someone in that class.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a change on that now, Steve?
I don't know that.
Because now does Nebraska over there or in conversations, re-conversation, there's been a change of our plans. He's an Alabama commit.
They haven't talked to him a lot, it sounds like, have they?
No.
I don't know.
I think, I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know. They're in pretty good shape at quarterback right now. I don't know how this, the thing I'd wonder, and you don't get this answer, is how, what's this mean? What's the Dylan picture now?
Yes.
That's what...
It makes it interesting. Yeah. It's a storyline.
Is there a connection or is it separate?
They'll be writing a story. Steve will be writing a story on this.
You will. We're talking to Sean after the show.
Sean's coming in.
We'll talk to Sean
at 8 o'clock
during the show.
This,
this works out pretty good.
I kind of want to stick with that Airbnb stuff, but I guess we're going to talk about sports.
We'll ask about that for sure still.
Well, you can still ask about the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh.
So, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I didn't expect that today. I can't say it wasn't something we were talking about in-house, but I didn't expect it today.
Don't get breaking news very often
that
in
was
the
real
morning
breaking
time.
News.
Especially in the 7 o'clock hour, not very often. So.
I just lucky, because you guys teased it, and I knew Steve was on his computer, so I had to look away. So I wanted this surprise. I didn't want to know what was going on.
I thank God my computer came back on.
Whew. Yeah.
Okay, now there you go.
That is our...
We'll see what Sean says about
we
it,
do,
okay?
Yeah.
What about the bag?
Nah, we don't have time for the bag. We might do it later on the
show. Okay.
No bag?
In place of the bag, though, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked!
You don't want to be hacked. Avoid being hacked with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties
Albion.
Of this state, based out of Albion.
Lincoln.
99.8% retention rate. They manage
Columbus.
All things IT and cybersecurity. Free consultation for you at AppliedConnective.com.
Will, in the interest of being the Applied Connect photo booth sponsor, chime in.
We're going to
have
that'd
be great.
Worlds Collide.
Worlds Collide.
Worlds Collides booth.
I mean, the one thing, I almost don't want to put this out there because Greg will immediately have to think
research.
About it. Yeah, or not, or create something. I think we do need something that says Worlds Collide photo booth.
I think we kind of do.
Like a sign that says Worlds Collide photo.
Maybe it's maybe like a little paddle up or something that says Worlds Collide. Get a paddle.
While we come back, more response to you from you guys about Dayton Raiola and also Emmett Johnson. Factoid next, an early break in the ticket.